Dr. Duncan said after a report of a side effect is being made, the cases are assessed individually. He said the Ministry of Health also gathers information on the regular side effects to be reported to vaccine manufacturers.
Well, once the report is made, these reports are collated and they are individually investigated. So for those that fall in the expected and anticipated adverse reactions, well, we don't really call those adverse reactions. The pain, the swelling, some redness in the injection area, you know, the slight fever, the joint pains and muscle pains. For those, we record those so that we could share with the manufacturers, so that we could inform a body of data on vaccines. Now, the most serious stuff that might occur or what some instances with outside of what the normal side effects are, then those are each investigated independently.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 140,332. And the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, says the impact of COVID-19 on employment in the region had resulted in a decline in the population's rate of participation in economic activity. In its 2021 statistical yearbook, ECLAC reported that 57.8% of the region's population had been economically impacted by the pandemic in 2020, as against 62.5% in 2019. Internationally, the manufacturing hub of Gansu closed itself to most arrivals as China battles a major COVID-19 surge in its big eastern cities. Meanwhile, Shanghai eased restrictions on some neighborhoods after mounting outcry over inflexible COVID-19 rules that have left them 25 million people caused food shortages and left thousands in poverty. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.